Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Christ Today. Did you ever want to say, "Oh God, show your power and might. Do a miracle in my life." Well, to do a big miracle, maybe we need a big problem to solve. And today we have with us Linda Lyons. She has had a big miracle in her life. And like God's work so often does, God's miracles in her life has given her even more compassion for people than she had before. Linda Lyons, welcome to Christ Today, and would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, we're...
You are so active in all these different things. You stay active in many, many things,
and
you are
many
active
hats.
In your community.
Yes, I am. And as you have just brought forward about how miracles come into our lives, we never know how it's going to happen. And mine happened over 5 years ago, that as we find out in life, it can stop us in its tracks. October 2011, my life started changing quickly, where my sight was impacted. Not knowing that something was wrong, I just thought I needed cheaters. When I went into Walmart, all of a sudden I had to wear sunglasses because the fluorescent lights were so bright, and they hurt me. And I decided I'd just avoid that area. And then as a few days went by, we're also, as you say, many hats, involved in the homecoming in Paradise, where we bring our Mustangs out. And that's not horses. Those are ponies, haha. 64 and a half and 66 is the two Mustangs that my husband and I have, with along with our other Mustang group, the Mustang Ragtops. Well, I'm out there doing fine, bring the students around the football field, and I'm the first one off the field onto the Paradise streets, and suddenly the headlights of the other cars coming at me were like flashlights, and I couldn't see. I started going back and forth. I couldn't pull over because everyone was parked to go to the homecoming, and people coming towards me were coming to the second game. So what was very scary, since I couldn't see, I've gone down to 5 miles an hour. I'm swerving. Someone behind me is honking. I am scared half out of my wits. It's a mile and a half away from my husband's shop, which I slowly got to Amman, and that's the street that I could pull over. The guy that had been following me, honking his horn, pulled up to the next street and stopped and just stared at me. I'm hyperventilating at this point, not knowing why all this is happening, and thinking, okay, I guess I'm getting older and I have night vision blindness. As things calmed down, I could tell there was no cars coming towards me, and I could drive to my husband's lube shop. And I get in there, I'm pulling off the flags, and about 5 minutes later, here comes my husband in his Mustang, and here's the local police right behind him. And so he's thinking, my husband, that he's being pulled over for a brake light or something out. And the officer is a little confused because he's seen two cars with platforms, flags, and he says, did you just have a family parade? And I said, no, we just did homecoming, and I know why you're here. You do? They both turned at me because they neither knew why this was happening. I said, I just found out I have night vision blindness, and I would have called on myself. And I got up within an inch of the officer to show that I hadn't been drinking. Could tell I was walking just fine. And I said, I'm parking that car. You are? And I said, yeah, I just got scared half out of my wits, and I don't want to pull it in over that bay. There's a hole in there, and I have no depth perception at all. And it's all immediately just in the last, you know, few minutes this all happening. My husband spoke up and said, I'll pull it in. We have no idea why this is happening. So we have a funny joke to tell our Mustang group at the round table. And we go along. A few days later, I'm now covering all my windows at home. The light is bothering me so bad. I'm wearing a visor. I can't watch the TV. The colors are radiating at me. I have to turn my body away because it hurts my eyes, and I make it like a radio. Then I go to town in the sunlight. That's when it totally stopped. If I drove, I would have put myself and anybody else in danger. Told my neighbor next door, and she said, you know, you need to go to my ophthalmologist, Dr. Neinswager. I said, okay, I must need stronger cheaters. Okay. So at this point, I get to them, and they do a field test, little blinking lights that you hit with a clicker, which I happen to do this today again as a precautionary. And I had no insurance at this point. This goes back to the whole reason this is all coming to the aha moment, I guess you want to say, that they said, you need an MRI. And I went, what?
Wow.
And because I didn't have any insurance, I went and shopped around, as they say, and it ranged from $900 to $3,500 and up. He told me I needed the MRI on Halloween, and on Veterans Day, November 11th, is when we could get the MRI. He sat me down, Dr. Neinswanger, and said, you have a tumor, and you... At that point, I could only see the big E out of my left eye and the fifth row on my right eye. And that you need to go see Dr. McDermott, the top neurologist in the country, right now. Would you like to pray? And I said, oh, yeah. In a heartbeat, I would like to pray. My life just changed immensely. So for 12 days, I had no idea if it was malignant. And when I saw Dr. McDermott at UC San Francisco 2 days before Thanksgiving, he said, you have a giant meningioma. Not sure if I'm saying that right, but it's 6 centimeters or the size of an orange.
Ooh.
It was huge. So... he said, 90% are benign. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a $160,000 surgery. I don't have any insurance. And he said, when the other eye shuts down, you need to go to the emergency. What he could not tell me at that point legally is that they can't refuse you. I did not know that for a week. You know, all I know is we have bills, and I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. December 5th, my other eye shuts down. I'm now like Stevie Wonder, and I have stuffed my sunglasses with napkins so that block all the light. We rush down to UC San Francisco, and there's a point where my husband goes, oh, I need to go get your license, and he left me, and that's when I'm looking for the wall. I'm using my hands to find the wall. Once I'm in the semi-darkness, I can peek out without the light hurting. And I could tell there was like 30 people in the waiting room. But as I'm finding my way through the wall, I felt a wheelchair, and I heard a voice go, that's our wheelchair. And I said, I'm just looking for the wall. And that's when they saw Stevie Wonder, and they went, oh, it's okay. You know, I said, and I'm going, okay, I got the wall. And then as the patient in front of us got moved on, there was another lady that came in and slid right into the chair that I was going to sit in. And my husband spoke up, and he says, excuse me, but my wife was here before you. And then she saw Stevie Wonder, and she says, oh, I'm sorry, moved out. And she was a homeless person that I guess from the nurse telling us that they come in daily looking for food, roof over their head, and drugs. And I went, oh, okay, realization. And then my husband goes, this is my wife. She's a patient of Dr. McDermott. Oh, you're a patient of Dr. McDermott? Come right in. And it was like Wizard of Oz. The doors opened. And I realized at that moment, oh, yeah, he's the top neurologist in the country. Mm-hmm. It was like VIP. So it was huge. Of course, I couldn't see to read. My husband did that. I signed crookedly. Mm-hmm. As I found out there was no room at the end. We had to be put in a staging unit. And the team of my doctor started coming in and seeing me. And they set me up for another MRI, first angiogram to tell how the tumor was being fed. Needless to say, I'm scared half out of my wits. And we're waiting for all the results to come back in. Once they found out that the pituitary and the brain were feeding the tumor, they could not use radiation as a technique. And they had to go through the front of my forehead. They estimated a 12 to 14 hour surgery, not knowing if it had tied itself around the optic nerve. My first miracle, as I say, is that it was only 7 hours. It just released itself. And as I told the doctor, I like that word. Mm-hmm. And one of the strange things that happened that was also very revealing. My mom and sister were driving back up to Oregon from UC San Francisco, and my friend here in Paradise all got shivers up and down their bodies at 11:34 during my surgery. And my sister turns to my mom and says, did you feel that? She says, yeah. Well, they sent prayers, lots of prayers. He had touched my brain, and I had a seizure. And for that to even come forward, to be witnessed, it was very, what do you want to say? The Lord's with us.
The Lord is with us. Amen.
He is definitely with us. And he heard the prayers. Mm-hmm. So, again, I did not know if I was going to wake up being a vegetable because I knew he was in my brain.
Yeah.
As I did wake up, I saw the clock and I went, it's 11:04. It's 11:05 to anybody that came in. And I was going, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I could not stop saying, I'm so happy. I am here. I'm alive. I was the live ICU patient. The staff would come in just to enjoy our celebration. As time went by, I came home, and I was swollen, and I had steroids. I could not see well with this. And so I had friends and family stay with me. And then came to find out our community started doing fundraisers and chain prayers. Unknown people that were just sending goodness all around. And I don't know if I mentioned this part, but part of the symptoms is I was 220 pounds by the time I had surgery, not knowing it was a symptom. So I did not look myself. One of the other parts of this tumor, it was a slow-growing tumor, and so I had to look back on my pictures to kind of pinpoint when this started happening, and it was like 04, and that was 2011 that the surgery happened. And the reason why this tumor, in my belief, is I had a restaurant that got impacted by the city allowing churches and theaters into our mall and moving Genkai and I, the brunch house restaurant, out. I internalized it. I had to fight for my parking. My customers had the perception we were slam busy because the churches needed hours of parking on my busiest day is Sunday. So I had to close my restaurant in 09, cut my losses. I'd been in business for 31 years. That was very, very heart-wrenching, my livelihood. But the Lord sends us in a different direction. I didn't understand it at that time, not at all. But He opens other doors. As time goes by, I am now getting better. I have taken my style of eating and changed it. I lost 80 pounds in 8 months, lulled, and then dropped another 15 pounds. So I came back down 95 pounds and a whole new life. Took me a bit to recover my energy, but I kept doing projects because I had to wear a cover over my head because I had 100 stitches, and not but an inch that they, I want to call it a strip that they cut my hair around my forehead, so they didn't make me bald. But I needed my sister sent me this really neat knitted little cap that covers your ears and has a little flower on it. And people fell in love with it to the point where I went, huh, if I can find someone that can knit, I can sell these. Entrepreneur I am, ha-ha. Then I even tweaked it on that and made the flower interchangeable, so they can just be pinned on and off, and supplemented a little bit of income and keeping me busy. Then as time went by, I went to an event and where my life got changed again, was approached by members of the community that belonged to the Lions Club. And there's two Lions Clubs up in Paradise. And I decided to go with the Paradise Business and Professional Club because, for me, I like the afternoon so I can be with my husband at night. And they actually got my attention when I heard how Helen Keller challenged this group in 1925 to become Knights of the Blind, a crusade against darkness, which is what I felt. I lived a short amount of time, but I can feel what a person that loses their sense of sight, and it's so important. One of the things I did lose in my surgery was a sense of smell, because that's how they got to go into my brain, and they had to go through that olfactories. But I feel if I had to lose one of my senses, I prefer losing that. You can fart around me and nothing happens. I don't know it. I hear you, but I don't smell it. So, but the skunk is going to get you. So there is silver linings everywhere you look. And as we transpired into becoming a lion, I was able to give back to one of my friends that needed toric lenses and couldn't afford it. So through our Lions organization, we were able to raise enough money for her to have this operation done. And what was so, you can't put money on this. She got to see the Milky Way for the first time in her life, and she's 63 years old. And it's just,
wow,
it's just, so the Lord sent me in a different direction, because I didn't know what the Lions were all about, and I went, there's a need, let me ask.
Yeah.
And that's how that came about, and was totally rewarding to know that we can make a difference in somebody else's life, like so many people did for me.
And you're the perfect ambassador for such a thing, having gone through the trial of on the edge of losing your sight completely. It's something that people really, we just can't relate to it. It's so such an incredible thing to look at.
My doctors call me the walking miracle. The doctors call me that. And you know how many patients they have. So I take that close to heart. And one of the things I tell people now, to share our stories, I never had a headache. Everyone thinks a tumor equals headaches.
Yes,
it doesn't. Your body talks in a different language. We don't always interpret it right. But you yourself know there's something wrong with you. You have to be your best advocate to your doctor. Get that second opinion. My friend was diagnosed with macular degeneration.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Uh-oh.
She was getting ready to figure out how to live being blind. The second opinion was what saved her. She has astigmatism. And the toric lenses brought her world back in. Focus, literally. So that was another story we were able to share with our Lyons family and others.
Yeah.
So don't live in the past. Don't live in the future. It's my other live now.
Live now.
And I also do a version of a Jephez prayer that I do.
Yes, prayer of Jephez.
Do daily. I'll do it now. It's my version.
Good.
Bless me indeed, Lord. Bless me indeed. Expand my territory to bring your love, your guidance, your wisdom, your healing hands to myself and others, that your hand is on me. Keep me from evil, and may I not cause pain to myself or others. Amen. It keeps me grounded.
Yes, and amen.
So, things lead to one thing to another.
Yes.
My daughter, we found out, this last year, just over a year now, has Lyme.
Lyme disease.
The Lord came in a different direction for me. She texted me that she was having Parkinson's-style seizures, and I was just about to start my meeting for the Lions Club. I was president at that point, and I was telling my members, I'm out of here as soon as possible. It was Thanksgiving week, and I was very anxious. My treasurer hands me correspondence, and on the correspondence was a person that wanted to speak to our group. And on the front page, it said, Lyme disease, cure. And it was an aha moment. I went, oh, my. So it was about how her son got the tick bite at 5 years old. The symptoms didn't manifest itself until he was 22, 23, and he could not work. He was living at home. He had fogginess, all these different symptoms. He was a very outgoing person and just totally stopped him in his tracks. So I brought it to my daughter, and at first she was, you know, oh, yeah, Mom, sure. But she investigated, and the next month at Christmas, I said, I will go with you to this Sierra Integrated Medical Center in Reno, where they have a shake and bake. It's a nickname. It's herbal treatment that goes after the Borrelia spirochetes that get into the body and burrow into your joints, and you got to shake them out of the joints by getting you to get into a freezing mode where you get four blankets on you and a heater and everything, and then it turns into a fever, and it kills. It doesn't like heat. It kills them, and then they're laying there, the toxic bodies, and you have to get into a hot steaming bath with Epsom salts and apple cider vinegar, which draws them out. These are called pushes, and you have to do like 20 of them. They have a dark field microscope that they take a drip of your blood, and when she started at this clinic, she had 100 of those spirochetes in that one drop. They detox your body the first week, and then 2.5 weeks into it, she had 2 spirochetes. By the time the 5th week, she had 0. And the other dilemma with these spirochetes is it breaks down your immune system, and they can transfer their DNA to other bad bugs, and they're able to protect themselves against antibiotics and white blood cells. And so without the pushes, you're going to just go in a circle of a, you know, a maze and not be able to get better. So she celebrated her 33rd year birthday there, Lyme-free. But she's now fighting parasites and a couple other symptoms. But again, you don't know why you went through this crisis? Well, my boss at my work, Dalio's Donuts, also was having mystery symptoms that looked really familiar. And first she didn't think she had Lyme, and she went in another direction looking for answers. She got so bad, finally.
Under normal medical. She was still under medical care at that point, yes.
And she got Hashimoto disease, which is thyroid. Got weaker, got the fogginess, got all these symptoms that looked really familiar to me. She went over to the clinic, but she only did 4 of the pushes, and they just proliferated because she didn't do the full treatment. And then other symptoms just dominoed, and she's been at a clinic in Florida for 4 months. Just got her back 2 days before Christmas, and we're now doing fundraisers for her to help pay for the insurance. Insurance doesn't pay for everything. I don't know if anyone would like to help out, but that's one of the things I think the Lord sent me through these different crises, to have empathy.
Yes.
They helped me 5 years ago, unexpectedly, not knowing that this was going to happen to my family and my life. And so if anyone would like to help, there is a GoFundMe for Marianne Scott, who owns the Dalio's up in Paradise. You go to GoFundMe.com/Marianne.Scott, or you can make checks to Dalio Donuts. It's just another way to reach out to people that's has helped me heal and get better myself. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, that's the compassion that we have, and unfortunately, we think it's unfortunate. We have to go through some pain. And then we feel other people's pain.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems...
Well, you saw Jesus, how he walked with the cross on him, and oh my, he gave us our world that we live in now. I know that a lot of people don't want to talk about their personal struggles, but I found me opening up and being vulnerable.
Yeah.
They're sharing their stories back, and then they're also starting to go, wait a minute, I better start seeing the right person. You need the right doctors. Like for us, at the Lyme literate doctors, not all doctors know your specific illness. So if you're not getting the right answers, you go somewhere else and you start, we've got this wonderful internet, start knocking on doors. A more holistic approach, but also needing to know that there's times where we need the actual cut the knife, take the bad stuff out.
Sure.
But there's approaches that are more healing, and they look for the reason for the illness and to solve the reason, not just throw pharmaceutical drugs at you. That's just a mask, a Band-Aid, and it doesn't take care of the problem. So those doors are opening more and more, and I want to definitely give kudos out to everybody that's been fighting for that road to be wider and stronger.
That is funding available through the healthcare system.
Not really.
No?
Not as much as you would like. There's some.
Doctors know it.
There's some of them that have some, but we got to get that changed. The old style is resistant to holistic.
It's true.
Yeah, so we need to break that wall down so that you got all the options in front of you to choose from. The best road for you is what I advocate. And do your research and talk to others that have gone ahead of you.
Yeah.
We learn so much from others. And so that's on that area. So
wow. And it's a lot, such a lot to go through to have your, to think about having your vision lost.
Mm.
What an experience that was. And then, now that happened, you found a solution. Mm-hmm. And then there was the Lyme disease, which is another situation.
Right. I didn't plan to be immersed in it.
Yeah.
But I told the gal that brought the Lyme cure in front of me that I would help them out. And they have a Lyme nonprofit group that I joined. And we did fundraisers for others to make it over to the Sierra Medical Center integrated in Reno, so that would keep helping others that are lost in the
medical maze.
That they give you the wrong diagnosis of fibromyalgia. I have a friend that 15 years got diagnosed with that, and she was on her deathbed when she got there.
Yeah.
And they have brought her back, and through her story, I was able to tell that to my daughter.
Yes.
And then now she's opened up a place in Paradise to help others just in the last couple of weeks so that their journey could be a little bit easier. And again, sharing that story.
Things happen, and this is life. And we try to ease the discomfort of other people. It's a wonderful story to hear about how people had compassion for what you went through.
Right.
And were working out for your help, financial help, and I'm sure other support.
Right. I had friends and family come and help me recover, and then it just grew off that. And as I was able to give my energy and support to my Lions Club, I could see in many different ways that we can help individuals.
That's true.
Yeah, it's and I make it simple. You can just smile and make somebody's day. It's that simple.
That's good.
That simple.
Yes.
They might be having a really bad day, you know. Hey, I like your dress, or, you know, your haircut, or whatever it may be, just to lift them out of it. And we all like to be acknowledged. There's a lot of lonely people out there, and we need to be touching them in different ways. And that's one of the things our Lions Clubs do.
Yeah.
We also do, we are having a contest with student speaker contest coming up. That's throughout the state of California. On a lighter note, we're going to go shifting off into a lighter note. They have this on a yearly basis, and the whole reason that they promote this is to give the students a chance to get public speaking experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It gives them self-confidence, and also gives them a chance to win $21,000 worth of scholarships.
Wow. At the upper level.
At the upper level. And it has, it starts off in the high school, charter schools, homeschool. They're all
nice
can be involved
into those areas.
Yes. And the theme this year, which is very apropos, is the right to privacy a threat to our national security?
Oh boy, that
can and
spark a little interest or
they need to make a 5 to 10 minute speech on that subject, and just participating, they'll get $25 at the first level, club level. If they win that level, it's $100 for that winner, who then will go to the next level, the zone level, and they'll win $150, the next level, $250. Then there's the district that has the 15 winners, and at that point, you're in the whole California. There's $4,500 in scholarship. And then the area contest, $6,500, and then the final that they can win the $10,000, and then all together, when they have added all those up, you get the $21,000. And if you want more information on that, you can go to MD4, Lions, LIONS.org. It goes all into details of what is expected. And say that you're here in Chico, you can go to the Chico Lions Breakfast Club and connect with them. Up in Paradise, we have the host Paradise Lions Club, and we have the Business and Professional Lions Club. So there's definite ways of getting hold of us. You can either call me at 864-9164, or Oni is 327-7654. Different ways to help our students get out there, and it's something that can be useful in their whole life.
Sure. Learning to have some understanding and practice at speaking in public is huge.
Yeah.
I would like to go back to the Lyme disease.
Yes,
and that.
No problem.
I would like to go back and have you tell people again how to reach that organization and how we can contribute to...
Well, there's the Lyme Assistance Inc. that we have put together. And if you, again, you can use that other number, 864-9164, and I can get you connected with our group so that you can get more information if it's something that is impacting your family, yourself.
Sure.
There are answers, and that's what so many are struggling with. Where do I turn?
And that's what Marianne Scott is struggling with, too.
Right.
And that's I would like to get that
well, back
fund
to her,
available also.
Yeah, she's going to go back to that clinic that we talked about. Once her health is strong enough, she's in the recuperation, and it's small increments, as most of these different diseases are. It takes quite a while to get their strength back.
As in months? Would that be
right? Months and some years.
Sometimes some, years.
It depends on what all the different bad bugs get into your body. Mm. There's the leaky gut, and there's the parasites.
Uh-huh.
And I look at it as five different necklaces all tangled together in knots, and if you pull on one too strong, it knots the other one up. So you have to put a pin in and slowly bring it out without compromising the rest. It didn't take overnight, but it sure takes time to come back. I use examples of your phone, your cell. They only got like 18% of their cell on a daily basis. So they have to decide if they're going to take a shower, if they're going to brush their hair. That's how limited their strength is. Because these things keep taking over if you don't get them out. And then, you know, just like a baby, how long does it take to learn to crawl and to walk? And it's months. And if you overdo it because they get better a little bit and they want to be involved with their family, and they'll get behind the eight ball for several days again because they drain themselves. You know, and it's the hardest thing as a human nature to not be involved.
Yes.
And so they're definitely needing the support of others.
Yeah.
Some doctors thought it was just all in their head.
We've heard more and more about Lyme disease in recent years, and it's being taken as a serious disease now.
But it's all over the world.
It's taken years to get that way.
It's all over the world. Most people think, oh, you just get it from the deer. But birds get ticks, and they fly. So they've been all over the world.
Yeah.
And now we want it not to be just misdiagnosed. There's Epstein-Barr, there's fibromyalgia, there's Alzheimer's. There are all these symptoms that can mimic each other. And it could be actually Lyme. And it's a virus, so it's very...
That hides in your blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it waits a lot of times till you get stressed and your immune system weakens and lets it all in and comes, it could be in dormant and then flares up. And so they have to keep on building their body back up and having IVs and detoxing and stuff like that. It's a lifelong type thing, but they can control it.
I think one of the interesting things is how it masks itself. It hides, and it appears to have different symptoms.
Yes.
So the doctors misdiagnose the disease.
Right.
And you were saying Guillain-Barr, I said that wrong. Epstein-Barr is one.
Mm-hmm.
Guillain-Barr. Help me, what was the name of that one?
Gilligan's one, I'm not quite sure. Oh,
okay.
The fibromyalgia.
Okay.
There's, what was interesting to me was you can have the different fogginess of the brain, the Alzheimer's and stuff like that could actually be, well, they just found out, they just reminded me,
And that's at any age?
At any age that Kris Kristofferson thought he had like Alzheimer's, and they pretty much written him off probably about 4 months ago. It was Lyme disease, and he's now on the road with Willie Nelson.
Wow.
Now that stops you in your tracks.
Yes, that does.
Getting the wrong diagnosis. And you were pretty much written off. But they kept on looking for answers. Mm-hmm. That's what was amazing to me, that we're in awe of our doctors and think they know it all. They have not the chance to be able to be educated in everything. There is so much out there. Just keeping up with their patient load is hard. So yeah. With the insurance games, they are only giving them like 15 minutes to look at a patient. Holistic approach is an hour to 2 hours to get to know your whole history, your whole body, your, and that approach is much more beneficial for the individual than the you're just another number. And so it's inherited with the way the insurance program is set up nowadays. So that's where we all need to speak up and walk with our money and go to the right places. And you want to be healed, and you don't. I was able to tell my doctor today, no, I'm not on any medicine. Nope, I'm not. And you look good. Yes, I feel good. And it's our responsibility to take care of our bodies. But when something comes in and invades it,
yeah,
we have to get help.
We are often, I am surprised at how many times you will talk to someone and then it's discovered through the conversation that they themselves or someone close to them does have Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dealing with the effects of a cloudy thinking, for instance.
Right, right.
That's a big one, isn't it? What are some other symptoms again?
Well, my daughter was collapsing 2 years ago. And at that point, we did not know what was wrong. She had had a false negative of Lyme disease. And that's a normal thing that happens because it knows how to hide.
In
their joints. And I have my way of giving an example.
Uh-huh.
When you take a pregnancy test and you take it too soon, you're still pregnant.
That's a good example.
Ta-ta-ta. that when they're checking to see if you have Lyme and it's hiding,
yes,
you still have Lyme. And so you got to keep on taking it at different times of the month or whatever it is until because you're going by all the symptoms that something's not correct and you're not getting better. And so soon after, a month or so after she was collapsing, we figured out she had Lyme. And then we went into the protocol of going to that clinic in Reno, the Sierra Integrated Medical Center. So that's when things started changing. Mm-hmm. And she's also utilized other forms of holistic approaches of healing through the air, which reminds me of our prayers. We pray.
Sure we do.
And that's positive. Well, what is very interesting, she didn't know she had Lyme when she was pregnant and the child has it.
Oh.
Well, it's scary to give shots and different things to that child. She's only four.
Whew.
Okay, through this holistic approach.
Yes.
They have been healing the child along with my daughter, which I can attest to the difference in her November. For my birthday, she only texted me before, and that was like four or five words and maybe a sentence here and there. She talked to me on the phone for half an hour, and then we had Thanksgiving together. Mm-hmm. We did the run walk for Jesus Center at Thanksgiving. She took a nap. She came back, was all involved with everything that was going on. We again were all together for Christmas, totally involved, happy herself again, still fighting on the parasites and the leaky gut. All of it gets dominoed effect, but you have to address it as you go. And there's different approaches. There's ionic baths that take toxins out of your, through your feet, but through your whole body. And then we were looking at earthing mats. That here's another part of that I just got.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I just learned about it too. we are humans where we need to be grounded. If you want to go into your electrical box here, you've got to get grounded. Oh. The way that I even found out about it a little bit through my boss, who was in Florida, she couldn't be around Wi-Fi, cell phones. It just started she couldn't read the books, the smell, perfumes, oversensitivity. When they went to the beach, her feet, she felt grounded. All of a sudden, she was, and it's a whole field of another way to get your balance back in your body that has been whacked. And so there's mats and sheets. And so I just looked it up in the last week or so. And my boss supposedly has that. And she's going to show it to me. She's right now is still, trying to recover a little bit to get her strength to even have a conversation. Right now we're texting, and there's no verbal talking. Again, that's more of your body to talk than to text. It's all those little steps.
There's more and more that we as a humanity are learning as to how the body interacts with the various parts of Earth, and that includes the electrical fields.
Mm-hmm.
And
actually, the Eastern style of treating people have had this for centuries. It has been stopped here in the Western world, but it's integrated now. Mm-hmm. It has definitely come in because we are speaking that we want to be healed completely, not just a cover-up.
And this is still within God's realm.
Yes.
God is still in charge.
Definitely.
This is a different avenue of accessing the body and its interaction with the world and with itself.
Yes.
So this is not something that is against God to say that people in the East have some knowledge that we have not yet looked at.
Yeah, they stayed with Mother Nature or the Lord, however you want to go. Intimately.
Because God is in charge, yeah.
Yeah. Our Western style was follow the pharmaceutical money, and their so-called God is money and not our health, and that's sad. So take it back. We can. It's in our power through the Lord. He opens the doors.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to listen, and I said my prayer, expand my territory to bring his wisdom. Mm. And he has in many different ways. There is a book called Medical Medium that just came out that Anthony William is doing healing along the same line as that other gentleman that my...
I see.
But it's a book that people can get hold of, and they go into Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, post-traumatic syndrome, you just name the list, it's all interlaced. It's very intriguing and very enlightening of how all our body is one unit and then it impacts each other. It's a whole, you've got to take the whole body approach. It's just not one area. It all goes with each other. And you get one part better, your adrenals, it's all in there. And you need to, liver needs to be detoxed, your kidneys. After a while, it gets overloaded. And so we have to stop and stop doing the rat race, so to speak, and otherwise the body will
tell you to shut down
and you will listen to me. And you better start listening before, because the recovery is so much harder and longer if you don't. And all those wonderful things that our parents told us before. We now go, oh, that's true now. Yeah, we're getting older, darn. Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
But I'm a baby boomer, So we have broken that out. We act differently. We act younger. If you take our bodies seriously and protect them for the, what they are, they're going to be good for 100,000 miles and up, right?
Yes.
So, and that's what has been just resounding in my world in the last 5 years. Because of my initial brain tumor, it made me focus on so much. And I feel like a magnet in the sense that so many people have connected with me with health issues, that I have been able to direct them to the right resources. So if that's the place the Lord wants me, I'll be there for him. I'll be his conduit. And that's where I'm at.
And I like to remind everyone that God is the God of all. He is in charge, and he knows how to direct these things. Now, who do we look to for the answers? Do we look to God, or do we look to some man or some situation or a system? Now, God is in charge of all of it, and that's, I think, the important thing to remember, even with ideas like these that are unusual, because we go to the doctor, we don't hear much about Lyme disease or how to fix it or anything like that. It seems to me that what I've heard from people who have Lyme disease is they go to the doctor fixes the problem, but the symptoms come back.
Right.
So now we have just 2 minutes, and I want to see if there's anything else that we should address, or do you want to say anything again? Because in the final 2 minutes, sometimes people pay a little more attention.
Oh, yes. You know, life is good.
It is
life is good, and that's where I'm positive.
And we treasure it.
Very, very positive. You can stay on the negative side, or you can take what the Lord gives us and pass it forward. Ask for his help, because we are not to have an easy ride here on earth. That is not a given at all. We are his children, and that helps me. It gives me comfort when I have my doubts and hard days. But I know that he creates these wonderful experiences that are never to be forgotten and precious. To get my daughter's health back, my health, my husband's health. There were so many this year, and now I'm working on getting my boss's help back, and I want everybody's health to be on the New Year's resolution of 2017. And it's what we can do for each other is through the Lord, it will come to pass that we're in a good place. We have heaven here.
Count your blessings, everyone.
Definitely.
We have to look for all the wonderful things that God provides, and we just say thank you, Lord, for so many ways, and to show us what we need to see to bless our Lord. That's what we want to do.
Yes, bless
Heavenly
him.
Father.
And share our stories.
Thank you very much, Linda Lyons. Thank you very much for all the things you do and how you share your loving concern for other people.
Thank you.